Good evening, Master. I've awaited your late arrival. Let me take your coat and belongings before you make a mess of my clean floors. I've also ran the bath for you, which should still be warm. While you have that, I'll prepare your usual evening drink in the lounge. You called, Master? I see. You need assistance taking off those wet clothes. Master appears to be feeling lucky, it would seem. Very well. Turn around, arms up. Surely at his age, Master would know how to unbutton his own shirt. Stay still, Master. You might soak my uniform with that befitting worm-like squirming. Ugh. There. All done. Now then, I must attend to my other duties. Really now, Master? You can't remember how to undo your belt buckle? Did you trip and hit that head of yours before coming home? Or perhaps you've had too much to drink? This stupid Master is surely lucky that I'm here, Let's see then. Ugh, Master has such a disgusting look on his face right now. Master must have the dirtiest of minds to have that look of arousal in his eyes, seeing me help him change his clothes. Perhaps I need to clean out that space between his head for him, or wash those dirty eyes with soap. Now, does Master think they can do the rest on their own? So typical of my perverted Master. Here. Ugh. Master lacks any sense of shame, do they not? Or do they simply enjoy making their poor, hard-working maid do such embarrassing things for them? Could it be that Master is a nasty sadist? Come on, step out. There. Surely Master is done torturing his pure and diligent maid. Standing there, breathing heavily, all red in the face with your manhood. This tells me you still require my services. Well, my perverted Master, would you kindly describe what services you require from your maid? Master needs to be specific and clear what disgusting needs of his need to be met before his wonderful maid can attend to them. Very well, Master. Dirty Master has been so brazen as of late, ordering his maid to slowly pluck at the hem of his boxers. Ugh. Do such acts grant my Master sexual pleasure while being insulted by his professional maid? Perhaps lewd Master was hoping his maid brush her skilled, soft hands against his throbbing member on accident. Ugh, pervert. Master, keep those hands to your side. Master knows best not to lay his disgusting hands on his poor maid, obstructing her from her duties. Does Master think they deserve a punishment? Very well. Just a flick will do. Ugh, bad Master. Dirty boy. Has such a naughty pervert learned his lesson? Very well. Oh, pervert master. I'm beginning to feel sorry for you. So dependent and useless without me, having to ask for helping take your briefs off. So pathetic. Wouldn't you agree with your kind maid? How stupid, lewd master. Perhaps, sorry, master. Forgive me for my mistaken touch of your manhood. It seems you hired a stupid and useless maid in need of punishment. What would you have this bad maid do? Yes, perverted master. I will attend to your helpless member more thoroughly, like a good maid would. Ugh, master's member really is very hard and throbbing. Ugh. Poor thing is struggling, trapped in these briefs. Perhaps master truly is a masochist at heart, making his poor maid serve it for him. Are these skilled hands helping relieve your manhood, perverted master? Master's delicate, disgusting moans confirm his maid's suspicions. Pervert, lewd, scoundrel. Making your poor maid trace her skilled fingers over these dirty testicles. Softly massaging the base of his member, before sliding up his shaft and softly scratching and pinching his manhood's tip. Ugh. Perverted master is being brought to agony by his pure maid. Such debauchery. Ugh. Lewd master is leaking pre-ejaculate into his briefs. Master is going to make his poor maid clean these stains out later, will he not? Perhaps master might have his maid do something to prevent such a disgusting task being so laborious. Ugh. Ugh. Very well, pervert. Ugh. Master's large, throbbing member is so brazenly pointing towards his poor maid. Oh, so disgusting. Pervert Master looks excited to see his poor maid staring up at him with his disgusting manhood looming over her. Oh, God. I bet lewd Master is thinking of all sorts of nasty things he'll do to his maid now. I hope Nasty Master would consider finally taking his warm bath now instead. Very well. This poor maid will assist Master in cleaning away his dirtiness. Ugh, disgusting Master. Making his poor maid use her skilled hands like this on his dirty penis. Dripping with so much pre-ejaculate in front of her. Pervert. Master must be warned to inquire before he dirties his poor maid and her beautiful dress with his ejaculate. Perhaps his maid should find the soap now to clean up all of this disgusting mess. No? And then what should pervert master have his maid do? Ugh, disgusting. I can't believe Master has just ordered his maid to use her mouth on his dirty penis. Master must be feeling lucky. Very well. There. Good enough, pervert? No? Then perhaps pervert master could ask more accurately how his useless and inexperienced maid should sexually gratify his disgusting urges. Ugh. Ugh, like this? Ugh. Ugh. Master's disgusting pre-ejaculate is all over his pure maid's lips. Oh, so gross. And then I should do this? Yuck. This taste. So naughty. Ugh, perverted master. Does your maid's tongue satisfy you? Ugh, suck? Pervert master is using such lewd language. Very well. If he wishes to use his maid's mouth, then she will oblige. Oh, master. Disgusting. Such a bad master. Pervert. Nasty master. Master looks in agony. Ugh. Does Master wish to ejaculate in his poor maid's mouth? Oh, pervert. Go on then. Get it over with so I can spit it out. Oh, come, my master. Master, disgusting. You ejaculated in your maid's mouth. What should she do now? Very well. Ugh. Master has truly proven himself a true, disgusting, nasty pervert. Now, I should attend to your evening tea. And Master, should you need more hot water, try the right tap. Call me if you need anything else. Ugh.